The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
It's Braves Pregame Daily for your Wednesday morning, April 14th, 2021. With Chris Domino, I'm Kevin McAlpin, and we're glad to have you with us as we look back on a tough night for the Braves on the field, off the field. Lots to get to here over the course of our show. But Chris, I think we need to start with the big story from last night. Not only a 14-8 loss against the Marlins, but Max Fried, another tough outing for the Braves left-hander. And oh, by the way, he goes for an MRI after the game. When you look at the body of work, not only the first three starts of this year, but going back to the end of last year, what is your concern level when it comes to Max Fried? Because these last eight or nine starts for him have not been the Max Fried we saw in the first half of 2020.
Yeah, so we had discussed it. I was willing to throw away the two-inning outing, if that's what two innings can actually be called, and just say, okay, put it in a box and chuck it, and then let's see. But I did want to see if there's possibly an uh-oh factor with Max Fried. And I think the numbers from last year, and I read some of those as the afternoon was going on as well, and you say, okay, how many starts is that? But, hey, it's a new year. It's this many months later. But I think I'm actually in uh-oh territory. And, look, I'll give him credit. He went for an MRI last night, and he still spoke to the media. He didn't duck. He didn't run. He didn't hide. Okay, good. His mental makeup from that point of view, his personal makeup is good. I'm not sure about his physical makeup now. I don't know how you hit a couple of guys. I don't know how you look completely out of what had been your norm. And I always say, if something doesn't look the same, I'm not telling you I broke down film, but arm angle, delivery, is there something mechanically wrong, or is there something perhaps that he's compensating for that might actually cause him to not be free? I think last night, Kevin, I go into the uh-oh territory of, I hope he's smart enough to say if something's bothering him beyond what happened on the base pass last night, and we'll get to that. And maybe that was the wake-up call. If something is wrong, he has to speak about it, not to us, but certainly to Brian Snicker and management if it's a physical thing. He just did things that were out of the norm last night. You know, you hit a couple of guys when all of a sudden, look, it's one thing to not be able to close out at-bats, Kevin, but it's another thing to have the attempt to close out an at-bat go completely wrong. And that was part of what he did last night.
Right. And, of course, getting the MRI on his right hamstring, felt that when he was running the bases in the fourth inning between second and third. He did talk to the media last night. He did not have results of that MRI, so we'll see how he is today. I put this on Twitter last night. Over his last 11 starts, that counts four at the end of the regular season last year, four in the postseason last season, and then three this year, he's allowed 30 earned runs in his last 50 and two-thirds innings pitched. He's allowed 63 hits in those 50 and two-thirds with nine home runs in 50 and two-thirds innings. It was just something that we didn't see from Max last year. He kept the ball in the ballpark, gave up two home runs all year. And so the home run ball, I think, probably is more concerning. And I agree with you. Is he doing something to compensate? To me, it feels like he's overthrowing his fastball. It feels like his fastball is up in the zone a lot more than we've seen the last couple of years. But again, to me, I'm more concerned about the ball flying out of the ballpark against Max Fried here lately.
Well, is that a tip? Is that movement? Lack of? I'm not really sure. I do know that really smart people are looking at video, but you also have to ask the question of the individual. Is there something we need to know about? Is there something that you're maybe not aware of? Because we're not talking about pain. Remember, pain is not an injury. You know, pain is sort of the reflection. And is it something that you think? Is it mental? I'm not really sure. It's a long enough, big enough sample size that where you go, okay, something is not right. Now let's figure out what it is. The first thing I think we always come back to is a guy tipping? Are you giving something away? You can pitch to a pattern and all of a sudden be found out and they're following along and it's an educated guess. It gets a little bit ramped up, though, if it is something where you're giving something away. Is it the curveball? Do I now know I spit on it because I knew it was coming? Fastball, I have a chance to jump on it. I don't know. It doesn't feel good to know that the guy at the top of the rotation now has this sort of hanging over his head, which means as a Braves fan, you have it hanging over your head. And the collective, our head, is two-game losing streak, put it to a stop. Well, he didn't give you a chance to win last night. You know, we had joked during the pregame show yesterday. I said, hey, let's go out and get eight. And I thought eight was going to be enough. Well, you got the eight, but it wasn't damn near nearly enough. I mean, this was still a head kicking last night. And while there were good signs offensively, you just didn't feel again after you scored three that when that game was 3-3, you say, okay, now we're going to play an eight-inning game. Just win an eight-inning game. They weren't capable of doing that last night. It just didn't work. And, again, I'm a little bit more nervous than I thought it was going to be before April 15th because we did say let's earmark a Max Fried start because I think it's kind of big. It's kind of important. He didn't pass the test last night, and ultimately this team didn't either.
Right, and of course, the big bat in the Marlins lineup last night was an old friend of ours, Adam Duvall. Four hits last night, drove in seven runs, two bombs. I don't know if he's upset that the Braves didn't re-sign him. I don't know if he's frustrated that the offseason didn't play out the way he wanted, but it certainly feels like these first two games of this series, he's taken out a little frustration against his former team, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't know what he's going to do for the year. We had said what he didn't cost Miami to have him in the building really made sense for them in a lot of ways. But then if you get anything close to this, look, he just had a week last night. The guy had a good week in one night, and he gets two more cracks at him. You know, Don Mattingly, the easiest thing he's doing right now is writing Adam Duvall's name into the lineup. There's nothing easier for Don Mattingly right now. So, yeah, give the guy credit. You know, we had said it. He went down to the minor leagues, never said a word. He hit his way back. He didn't sulk. He didn't pout. He didn't demand anything. He didn't say, release me. He didn't do any of those things. Decent guy who now is in a position to not only get more playing time than maybe even he thought, but really now eye-popping last night with two more games and a bunch more games against his team. Look, I don't know if Miami's going to be in it, but Adam Duvall could become a trade piece for them. If they're not, Adam Duvall, this version or something close to this version, becomes a chip and a commodity. And there are times when teams like the Marlins have to be thinking that way. And we'll find out if it continues, if that's going to be part of the problem. Look, I'd call and say, can we have him back? You know, I know we didn't trade him to you, but can we have him back? Is there something maybe we can do? The Braves are going to also have to make a move. Pache comes out of that game last night, and it was not one of those where you go, oh, wait, he's not swinging the bat. Well, he's got to sit. It was he's not swinging the bat well, and there's something wrong with him, which means we have to replace him in the roster.
Yeah, dealing with a tightness in his left groin. He came out of the game last night. I was sitting in the press box, and I looked to the folks sitting to either side of me between innings when I saw Ender running out to center field, and I literally said, where is Ender going? What is he doing? And then we realized that Christian Pache was hurt, and he was out of the game.
Could you see what was happening at the dugout the way after the strikeout?
I couldn't. I didn't even look. I was not looking at the dugout. Were they showing that on the feed?
Yeah, Snip basically stopped him at the top step and basically said, take your helmet off, put your bat in the rack, and that's it.
Oh, wow.
You know, so they must have known something was wrong. I think initially it was, hey, did he do something to his hand? And then it was one of those that at bat, and you can tell at that point Pache's night was done. And then it goes a little bit further than that. It wasn't just necessarily about performance or lack thereof. It was, we're going to get you out of this game. The Braves will have to make a move, but they don't get to really pick from anybody in the organization based upon the rules of 2021, correct?
Yeah, this has to be a player that's on the, they call it the taxi squad, if you will. These are extra players the team has brought along. Obviously, in years past, in a non-COVID world, you can call whoever you want up from a AAA or AA, if you want, from the alternate minor league facilities. But obviously, with COVID, these guys have to follow the protocols. So more than likely, the Braves will be calling up Abraham Almonte. And a lot of folks are probably scratching their head saying, who is Abraham Almonte? Well, I'll tell you who Abraham Almonte is. He's a guy who's been around a while. He's 31-year-old outfielder. He spent three seasons with the Padres, three more with the Indians, a couple of seasons with the Mariners, 1 year with the Diamondbacks, and 1 year with the Kansas City Royals. Most recently, he was with the Padres last year, appeared in seven games, hit just 091. He was 1-for-11, and obviously things didn't work out there. But Chris, I was scrolling through his baseball reference page this morning. You want to hear something that's absolutely mind-boggling when it comes to Abraham Almonte?
Yeah, listen, I love numbers, but every once in a while you go, what? And we have a what going on right now.
So this guy's been in the big leagues for eight seasons, debuted in 2013 with the Mariners. He hit 264 in 25 games that year. Remember the number 264 average. The very next year, 2014, he hit 265 in 32 games. That's pretty consistent for 2 years. Go down to 2015, 51 games with the Indians. He hit 264 in 51 games. The following year in 2016, in 67 games, any guesses what he hit for that season?
Well, my guess would be 264.
264. It is the most bizarre thing. Four of his 8 years in the big leagues, he has hit 264 on the nose. This is a guy that he can play in your outfield. He's played all three, it looks like all three defensive positions. So more than likely he'll be the guy, but I would assume at least for the time being, this probably means more at-bats for Ender and Ciarte.
Yay.
And the crowd goes wild.
Yeah. So offensively, a good night last night. You had the lineup shuffle, or at least a little bit of a tinker, and it did work. You scored 8 runs, and you did it against a guy in Miami, and Lopez. It's a good pitcher. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a good pitcher, and you actually took care of some business, certainly early in that game. You knocked him around, and you must have been feeling good about yourself. You give the three back, and as I said, it's an 8-inning game, but it's also, oh, God. Not only was it a number one starter giving back 3 runs to tie that thing up, but now you're in a position where you go, okay, is it going to get worse than that? Well, unfortunately, it did. I'm going to turn the page on it. We got to look to Charlie Morton tonight because, again, this is now why you got a guy like this and a guy like Charlie Morton. Look, he's not freaking out over a 3-game losing streak. He's just got to go out and give you a performance that, unlike last night, puts you in the baseball game, keeps you in the baseball game, and hopefully now, after losing 3 in a row, Kevin, I probably need a little bit more than that. I said last night, have your starting pitcher keep you in a game. I might need my starting pitcher to help me win the game tonight.
Yeah, and he pitched well against the Phillies, and he's pitched well his first 2 starts of the year, 6 innings, 1 run, 4 hits, struck out 7 over those 6 innings. Hasn't seen the Marlins for a couple of years, but yeah, look, this is where you turn to a veteran guy, and you're right. I don't think Charlie Morton stayed up any later last night than normal. I don't think he's going to wake up this morning and feel any pressure, but this is why you bring in a big game pitcher and a guy that certainly had a lot of success in October. You're looking to Charlie Morton to try to snap this thing, and as far as the Marlins are concerned, a youngster on the mound and a Georgia native, Nick Neidert, going today. He did not pitch awful his first time around against the Mets, but he got a no decision, 1 earned in 4 1/3. This guy can be wild, though. 5 walks last time around. Let's see if the top of the order can make him work, make him sweat a little bit, put up a couple of crooked numbers against this guy.
He might be up a little bit too soon, but that's their lot in life. They were not going to go out and buy a veteran pitcher like Drew Smyly or Charlie Morton. It's just not really... It's not the way they were going to spend their money in a season. Maybe he's up a little bit early. Maybe he's learning on the fly, learning on the job. But I think the Marlins can deal with that as long as he keeps his team in a baseball game tonight. And I do think that's sort of what they're asking him to do. Bullpen usage in both ballparks, both out of both bullpens last night. We'll find out who might be available tonight. The other thing that we want to keep an eye on is Chicago is coming this weekend. They have not been a good offensive team. It would be interesting to say, wow, going into Wrigley, let's hope our offense picks up. But I really hope now the Braves pitching, as we look ahead to the weekend, really does not wake them up. We'll see what happens to them over the next couple of days. I'm looking forward to that series for a couple of reasons. Love watching games at Wrigley, love day baseball, and there's a couple other things. But what I was hoping to feel good about has not set up to feel good about yet after the last 3 games and certainly the last 2 against the Marlins. Do want to tell you, every day you listen to Daily Pregame Podcast, to myself and Kevin McAlpin, Hooters is the ones who bring it to you. We appreciate that. Baseball is going on every day and night at Hooters. If you have a team and a game you want to watch other than the Braves, you want to watch a divisional opponent, you want to watch somebody who you like in the American League, put one TV on the Braves, ask somebody else to put the TV to the game that you choose, and guess what? Hooters does that. Great wings, great burgers, cold beer, and everything that comes in the world of sports, Hooters has got it for you. Coming off the Masters, another major next month, Hooters will have it Thursday through Sunday, all day, every day. And, of course, as we said, with the NBA playoffs and NHL playoffs coming up and MMA fights and UFC fights, Hooters will give you an opportunity to enjoy all that. As we like to tell you, if they're playing it, Hooters is showing it. Be a part of that in Braves country and beyond. We do thank Hooters for being a part of this. All right, let me give you a quiz. We asked a question yesterday. Yesterday's question was, I'll give it to you. I'll throw you a little break. We have a If I Had a Hammer, the first edition book about Henry Aaron to give away this week. Asked you who had more home runs than anybody in the 1960s in Major League Baseball, and I'll give you a hint, it was not Hank. If you have that answer, plus this one, I think you probably know this one. Do you know what the single-season saves record is for the Atlanta Braves, Kevin? Don't give it.
I think I do, yes.
Okay, who is the pitcher that actually has more saves in a single season for the Atlanta Braves? Write down yesterday's answer, write down today's answer. In a few days, we'll ask you to send those to myself or Kevin through our social media or 680 The Fan social media, and we will pull a winner out for the next prize and giveaway. I think one other thing we have to mention, the stupidity of the non-DH reared its head last night with Max Fried needing an MRI at the end of the game. Teams don't want it. Owners don't want it. Players don't want it. Managers don't want it. Yet here it is. My guess is if I gave you an over-under of four times before the All-Star break, a pitcher goes down because of something on the base pass, would you bet over or would you bet under?
I would put everything I have on the over, yeah. Especially given the fact they didn't run the bases last year. They, you know, look, they practiced it in spring training. They tried the best they could, but a year and a half between doing anything like that is a risky proposition. I think the over is probably the safest bet there would be for pitchers getting hurt on the bases.
And it's just one that everybody better have in their back pocket when they get together for the collective bargaining agreement and just let sanity reign supreme. Check the box on this one and get that one done as quickly as anything else, even before the collective bargaining agreement is officially up. All right, we'll see if they can – is the term figure it out? What the hell is the term for tonight's game? What do the Atlanta Braves need to do other than win?
How about right the ship?
Okay.
How about that? Is
right,
that the good cliche?
Sure, let's go with the cliche. Three-game losing streaks stink. The only thing worse are four-game losing streaks. When you have arguably, and I'll say it, arguably your best pitcher on the mound tonight – and Noah actually can vie for that in a couple of days when we get to Chicago. We'll touch base on that when we get a few days closer. Do appreciate it. Again, hit subscribe. Be a part of this every day. It'll be up by 9 a.m. If you missed the previous episodes, make sure you tune in every day. We'll give you the Braves news. We'll shoot it straight with you right here on the Braves Radio Network and their daily pregame podcast.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands, an easy 1 hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.